Shop Kohl's lowest prices of the season and stock up now. Select styles. Offer ends October 26th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
About ready to get the second quarter underway at Autzen Stadium in Eugene, Oregon. We're scoreless at the end of one quarter. Little scoreboard update. I'm Mike Heller. Michigan and Michigan State playing right now in East Lansing. 3-0 Wolverines, 25th ranked in the country. 10 minutes to play in the first. Earlier today, Washington beat 23rd ranked Illinois up the coast here, 42-25. Nebraska beat Northwestern 28-21. Rutgers over Purdue in West Lafayette, 27-24. And Iowa routed Minnesota 41-3. Number two ranked Indiana, 56-6 over UCLA. Fernando Mendoza, three touchdowns in the air, one on the ground in that one. Matt?
Yeah, they are the real deal. They're definitely not a one-year wonder, that Indiana program. Badgers will be down in Bloomington in a few weeks. Kohl's has the back-to-school styles that'll spoil them at prices that'll spoil you, from jeans and tees to sneakers and more, which means you can do it all without overdoing your budget when you shop at Kohl's and Kohl's.com. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger football from Learfield.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
UW Athletics is proud to recognize the official products of Camp Randall Stadium. Brew Pub, Lots of Matzo Pizza, Clements Brats and Hot Dogs, Old Dutch Potato Chips, and Pepsi on Wisconsin. Scoreless in Eugene, the Badgers will have a second and 10 at their 23-yard line as we begin quarter number two. Wisconsin, as we see it, going right to left here at Autzen Stadium.
And I do think you've seen it on both sides with the quarterback. A lot of balls sailing high. And I think that's a condition, whether it's a little wet or that wind, and that's something both teams struggling with so far.
Gideon Atuka, the running back, pistol formation. Tretch Kekahuna wide right, Benny Anthony slot right, and movement up front. Amori Washington slipping into the backfield there. He's claiming that Wisconsin flinched on the offensive line.
We don't flinch around
Never.
Here.
Yeah, I've heard that. Don't flinch. Here's a call.
Offside, defense number 52, unabated to the quarterback. 5-yard penalty, second down.
Old your old coach say, we're not flinching around here, boys.
We don't want
something like that.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. All that singing I've been doing, I don't know if I have an LV in me today, but that big stop, big to pick up a quick, easy five there, we'll take it.
Second and five for the Badgers, their own 28-yard line. Pistol formation, double wide to the right. Quarterback Hunter Simmons waits for the snap from his center, Davis Heinzen. Here's the snap and the give to Atuka off the right edge, 30, 35-yard line. Gideon Atuka up across the 35. First hit from Dylan Thienem in the safety, and then the linebacker Bryce Betcher gets in there. First down, Wisconsin, at its own 37-yard line.
Just a great, decisive, quick move there by Atuka. Their linebacker actually got kind of caught up off of the edge. Nice job by Mason of getting his guy blocked up, squared up, and Atuka saw it, just went, and he was able to pick up the first down.
Benny Anthony wide to the right, Tretch Kekahuna to the left. Atuka remains the running back. Simmons under center, first and 10 Badgers, their own 37-yard line. Simmons pulls back, he'll give it to Atuka. Room off the right side across the 40, 45-yard line, and Gideon Atuka with a first down run. Takes the linebacker Bryce Betcher for a little bit of a ride. Gideon bringing it here in this first half for Wisconsin. Another first down for the Badgers as they'll place it just beyond the Wisconsin 47-yard line.
Emerson Mandel, the right tackle, fantastic job of getting up and getting on the right shoulder of that linebacker. And then Mason, again, did a really good job of covering up his man. Big seam, big run.
High backs on first and 10, handoff Atuka, and he gets spilled behind the line of scrimmage. Bear Alexander getting in there on the defensive line. Tatum Tuioti as well. That did not look like a very clean center quarterback exchange. It looked like Simmons was fighting to just get possession. And they have disrupted some timing. Second down and 10 for the Badgers at their own 47.
Yeah, I don't know if it was a little stumble out of it or if he just didn't quite get it. Looked like maybe there was just a lot of miscommunication there. And when you do that, you let that backside come down quick. TFL.
Kekahuna slot to the right. Cade Iacomelli, the lone running back. You got Anthony wide to the right. Chris Brooks wide to the left. On second and 10, Simmons will give it to Iacomelli across the 50. Iacomelli down to the 45 of Oregon. Good strong run. Betcher on the tackle. Gain of 8. Third down and 2 for the Badgers at the Oregon 45-yard line.
Seeing a lot of success with that outside zone. That, you know, Grimes, that's where he really kind of made his mark, is that outside zone where you're running off of the tight end and the tackle and kind of reading what's going on. And a lot of times you're looking for cutbacks. They're seeing it, and there's a big gaping hole, and you're just going vertical, and you're getting 6, 7, and 8 yards of carry here, setting up a 3rd and 2.
Badgers 1 out of 4 converting on third down. They need 2 here at the Oregon 45. 3 receivers right, 1 on the left. Atuka, the running back, and the handoff to Atuka, fighting for it, and he may have it. It's close. Tatum Tuioti on the tackle. They needed the 43. I think he'll have it.
I think he got it.
Should be closer. Yep, they mark it right at about the 40. Well, but didn't look like the greatest spot ever. Let's see. It still might be a little bit short here, and they are.
Let's take a look at that. I from up here, it really felt like Atuka fell forward and got it, but they marked him short. I think they're going to.
No review. Not yet. Luke Fickell standing over there by one of the officials. The Badgers keep the offense out there. 4th down and inches. Just outside the 43 of Oregon. Eye backs. And now they're going to take a look.
They used the timeout. Yeah. Or we slow played it, because at least it's worth taking a look, whether or not they overturn it. Atuka, 10 carries, 48 yards. He's earning it, and he is running with a real physicality this afternoon.
Taking a look at the replay right now as Tatum Tuioti made the tackle, but man, it really looked like on the live look, and looking at the replay right now, that looked like a bad spot.
And it's not like we're a yard short. It's we're, you know, 6 inches short, and that it just felt like from up here, they had an initial stick, but Gideon actually was able to kind of keep his momentum going and lunged. You know, Eric Dickerson was kind of known for that, throwing it back to, you know, back in your heyday, where he would always fall forward. Atuka's got a little of that forward lean. You're always hoping running backs have that. And I felt like he got it there. We'll see if they're going to go and flip this thing around.
So review going on. We have 11:36 left in the second quarter. Still no score. Well, at worst, it'll be 4th down and maybe a foot, if that. Here comes the call.
Wisconsin is challenging the ruling in the field that the runner was down short of the line to gain. We will review the play.
Well, what the heck were you doing before this?
Yeah, we kind of figured that out. They had the communication out there for the officials out to our left, and nobody went over there, and now they'll come over to the rights where the little bit of a mix-up there.
Yeah, I would say a little bit. Everybody's standing around down there. You know, it's one thing if it's a beautiful day. You'd think these refs, they're going to be looking at it and trying to figure it out. But he did take it. Obviously, Wisconsin saw something similar to what we saw, to use a timeout or to use one of your challenges. Because we've seen this already, where you didn't convert, and then you have a fumbled snap, and you have some issues. This team, you want to have this thing rolling. You don't want to put it in a position, even though it's 6 inches, 8 inches, whatever it is. If you got it, you need to get it, because that's something this group has struggled with.
All right. Looks like a first down to me, but what do I know?
Notepad, yeah. Right? Aren't you always looking for notepads?
Looking for the notepad. Old boy, he doesn't have the notepad out yet.
Not yet.
No.
It does make me wonder, what the heck were they doing throughout this timeout before?
I know. They did not go to any media break.
They were just standing around. What the heck are you doing up
there? What a nice day here in Eugene. 11:36 left in the second quarter. No score. Ball is at the 43-yard line in Oregon territory.
Yeah, I just keep looking. He's well past the 43.
Here it is.
After reviewing the play, the ruling on the field is upheld. The runner was down short of the line to gain.
I don't know what they're watching, but they're not watching this game.
Well, I'll say this. We've been wrong twice, which we'll be wrong again. I feel very confident. But it's been a net positive, because we were wrong about the 2 points, and now we're sitting here. It's 4th and inches, and now you lay it down, and you feel good giving the ball to Gideon Atuka and trying to pick up this first down.
Oh, here we go. Ball at the Oregon 43-yard line. You got Aker as the fullback, Atuka the tailback. Single receiver to the left is Vinny Anthony. Badgers missed on a fourth and short on a bad center quarterback exchange. Actually, it was Simmons getting the ball knocked out by his guard, Colin Cubberly, in the first quarter. Let's see what they do here. Here's Aker. First down and more. 40, Aker, 35-yard line. Tripped up and taken down. And even I know that's a first down. They'll mark inside the 35-yard line of Oregon.
Yeah, no challenge necessary. Davis Heinzen does a really good job of reaching to get his guy. There's guys at the ankles of Jackson Aker. He's able to get through it. And another big-time run, big-time pickup there on a fourth and short. Wisconsin gets it, keeps this drive going.
11:08 left, second quarter, no score. Drive continues. First and 10, Wisconsin at the Oregon 34-yard line. The single running back is Gideon Atuka. Chris Brooks wide to the right. Vinny Anthony slot to the right. Simmons pulls back, hands off Atuka, and fighting penalty markers fly as Atuka is stopped at the 32-yard line.
Yeah, Heinzen held. He had a reach block and ended up tackling his guy. I think that's what they're going to call.
Holding. Offense, number 74. 10-yard penalty. First down.
Tough. It's a tough ask of a center. You end up, Brunner actually did a pretty good job of staying in and giving him a right shoulder to kind of help. And was it the most egregious hold? No. But anytime you end up on top of the guy and it looks like you tackled him, officials saw that, and once one guy threw the flag, it was a barrage of yellow, and now Wisconsin has to overcome a 10-yard penalty here to try to pick up another first down.
And he's working against a freakish athlete, Heinzen is, in Amari Washington. So ball at the 43-yard line of Oregon, or 44-yard line, beg your pardon. Here's a snap to Simmons, rolling right and throwing it back left. Dangerous pass. Incomplete, intended for Jackson Aker, who was wearing Tatum Tuioti. Ooh, that's the kind of play that has pick six written all over it. Fortunately for the Badgers, it falls incomplete, and it's second down and 20 from the Oregon 44-yard line.
This is a play that Wisconsin likes a lot, and it is. I like the play. Unfortunately, I think they've shown it now. And when you get in these situations, you go up to the line, and as an O-lineman, you're thinking, I like a screen pass because you can naturally get beat on your pass rush. But Oregon saw that too. They obviously played the screen, and very fortunate that ball fell to the turf.
Ty and Barry Johnson in there in the receiving core for the Badgers. Slot to the right on second down. Here's the handoff to Tuka up the left hash marks inside the 40-yard line, and he is spun down at about the 36. Bear Alexander getting in there for the Ducks. They will mark at the 37-yard line of Oregon, and it's still third down and 13 for Wisconsin.
A really nice cut there by Gideon, because, you know, as a younger player, I always am wondering, do you have the patience to let your blocks get set up? He makes a cut, and he let Emerson Mandel enough time to get up on that backer, and you picked up 7 yards.
Two receivers right, one on the left, pistol formation. Cade Iacomelli is the running back. Simmons, little play fake, looking, throws deep left, wants Vinny Anthony, and is broken up incomplete. Hung up there a little bit, think the wind got the better of it. Aaron Flowers, the safety over there in coverage, helping out. And it's now fourth down and 13 from the Oregon 37-yard line.
I was wondering there if, you know, and we'll have to ask Patrick on wind, because it's obviously affected the passing. But there, if you run, try to get 6 or 7 yards to give yourself a field goal attempt, obviously the wind being a big factor tonight and field position, the way your defense is playing, you end up deciding to punt it away.
Yeah, it's Wisconsin working into the wind right now, and that ball maybe hung up into it. Now the Badgers punting. Atticus Bertrams will handle it for Wisconsin. And play is stopped, a delay game. The Badgers will do this. The line of scrimmage is a 37-yard line of Oregon, so this gives Wisconsin a little more room here. So that's going to have a penalty. That's the kind you want. 9:40 left in the half, no score, so this gives Bertrams a little more room. Well, Oregon pinned Wisconsin back at the 1-yard line of the first quarter. Let's see if the Badgers can return the favor in the second. Gary Bryant is deep for the Ducks at the Oregon 10-yard line. Line of scrimmage is the Oregon 42.
Let's manifest a little muff punt here. Left-footed, windy, swirls. Let's manifest.
I'm in. Here we go as the rain starts to fall. The kick is in the air, end over end. Vinny Anthony waiting for it. He'll catch it inside the five. They'll kill it. That looks like the 1 or the 2 yard line. So Vinny Anthony sprinting down there. Atticus Bertram's executing it perfectly. As they're going to mark at the 1 yard line of Oregon. So the Badgers, in fact, do return the favor. We'll take a break. Wisconsin football brought to you in part by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, home to 24/7 gaming, exquisite dining, a luxurious hotel, and countless ways to win. Details and hotel reservations at Pottawatomie.com. Your win is waiting. 9:31 left in the first half. Wisconsin nothing, Oregon nothing. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist, end the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill.
Celebrate responsibly. 2025 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
From Dane to Foles.
He's gone!
And Gordon to Taylor.
Touchdown, Wisconsin!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
Elevate your fitness journey with SUPS, your one-stop shop for premium nutritional supplements. Discover the best formulas from top brands at unbeatable prices. Say goodbye to fake reviews and pixie dust blends. Experience the SUPS difference today. Always fueling local athletes. Call 800-968-0993 Monday through Friday from 8 to 5.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
Still no score between Wisconsin and Oregon. Rain coming down. Patrick, these conditions getting trickier, it seems, by the minute.
Yeah, I said we're going to probably have to keep checking back in. It's probably the heaviest rain of the game right now. Big, fat raindrops. They're doing a good job of keeping the ball under cover right now. It's not spotted, and that's intentional to try to keep it as dry as late as possible. But the other thing that I will say, Wisconsin, doing what they're doing here so far, they have completely neutralized this loud crowd. We have not given this fan base much to cheer for, but I'll give these Oregon fans credit. Everyone is standing. Maybe it's because their seats are wet. I don't know. But every person in this stadium has been standing the entire game.
All right, Dante Moore in the shotgun. He's 5 yards deep in the end zone. Jordan Davison, the big freshman running back, is to his right from the 1 yard line of Oregon. First down and 10. Moore calls for the ball, takes a snap, gives it to Davison, tries the left side, and he'll pry his way for maybe a couple of yards. That's it. Parker Peterson, Mason Reiger there, D lineman, outside backer. It's second down and 8 for the Ducks at their own 3.
Yeah, just good, solid gap control defense, not giving any room there. And then you let your linebacker, Catalano, get in there to make a play, and you pick up 2 yards.
From the Oregon 3, second down and 8. Davison remains the running back to the right of Dante Moore. Oregon with 23 yards of offense here so far. We have 8:55 left in the second quarter. Snap to Moore. He'll give it to Davison. Reiger screaming off the edge, and the gain is just a couple to the 5, maybe the 6 for Davison. And it'll be a third down here for Oregon. Big moment for this Wisconsin defense. If it can get a 3 and out now, it's in business. They will mark it at the 5 of Oregon, third down and 7.
You said flying in there. Reiger legit was flying. He left his feet and dove and was able to slow it down and let Witt come in there to kind of clean up shop here. Third and 6 coming up.
Gary Bryant loops in motion left to right. Moore to throw, 2 yards deep in the end zone, throws left side, and it is caught. Jeremiah McClellan with the catch, gets out of bounds at the far side of the 23 of Oregon. And that is a critical third down conversion for the Oregon Ducks.
Coverage, just a little soft spot in the zone, but the protection was good, gave Moore enough time, and juggling 1 foot maybe down, and they're going to roll.
Yeah, you're right back on the ball, the 23 of Oregon, first and 10, trips to the right. 7:50 and counting, left in the second quarter, no score. Pistol formation, Moore hands off to Davison across the 25, and he will burrow his way to the 30-yard line. Cooper Catalano, Mason Posa getting in there. That's a gain of 7, second down and 3 for the Ducks at their own 30.
Really the first run of any substance that Oregon has been able to put together was that play right there.
And they're turning up the tempo on second down. Here's Davison again, gets the first down across the 35 and up around the 40-yard line. Sebastian Cheeks coming over there to make the play. And Oregon trying to get into some rhythm for the first time. First and 10 for the Ducks at their own 40-yard line.
Oh, there, what Wisconsin did is they shot linebacker. I think it was Posa shot in there. They actually trapped him with a tight end, and that gave that room for the run.
They'll mark at the 41 of Oregon, first and 10. Moore to throw. Tipped in the air by Corey Walker, and it falls. It is caught, it looked like, by McClellan. He got it on the rebound. And they will believe they'll get him a couple of yards out of it at the 43-yard line. So that is a completed pass. Second down and 8 for the Ducks at their own 43.
And that's where if you're of the negative mindset, you could think, what the heck? I make a tip pass, and it lands, and Oregon actually picks up 2 yards on it instead of going the other way. It's the way the cookie crumbles.
Boy, no kidding. From the Oregon 43, second down and 8. Moore takes a snap. He'll hand it to De'Aaron Hill, the freshman speedster off the left side, and he gets covered up. You got Mason Posa over there, Mason Reiger as well at the 44-yard line. And on a third down and some yards to cover here for the Ducks. They'll mark it just shy of the, maybe the 44 they'll place it in Oregon territory. It is third down and 7. 5:50 left in the second quarter. No score. Wisconsin and Oregon here at Autzen Stadium in Eugene. Kenyon Sadiq, the tight end, motions left, breaks back the other way. Jordan Davis in the running back. Moore back to throw. He throws over the middle. It is caught by Johnson across the 50, 45 of Wisconsin to the 40. Jamari Johnson gets the first down. Matt Young, the safety, will wrap him up at the 33-yard line of Wisconsin. Big third down conversion again for Oregon. A couple of them on this drive.
That was a play that they had dialed up earlier, and Mason Posa was able to tip that ball. Wisconsin brings a little bit of pressure. They ended up having a guy come to pick up Catalano, who had him in man-to-man coverage. He picked him off, and that gave him the extra room to run and a big chunk play on a little screen. Well-designed, well-executed by Oregon.
From the 33-yard line, Wisconsin territory. First and 10, McClellan, the receiver, motions to the left, and penalty markers fly at the snap here. Play is stopped with 4:55 left in a scoreless first half. Here's the call.
Full start, offense. Not all 11 players became set for the snap. 5-yard penalty, first down.
It'll be the fourth Oregon penalty for 40 yards. It comes in averaging 36 yards in penalties per game. So that'll mark him back to the 38 of Wisconsin. First down and 15 for Oregon.
And Wisconsin has done a fantastic job. They give up the first down on that third down throw, and then Oregon finally was able to get a little something going on the ground, probably trying to think, continue to do that, but that 5 yards puts them in a tough spot.
Trips to the right, pistol formation for the Badger 38-yard line, first and 15, Oregon. 4:40 and counting left in the half. Here's the handoff at the end of the line. Davison blasting inside the 30, down to the 27-yard line of Wisconsin. A strong run on first and 15. It's now second down and 4 at the Badgers 27.
Yeah, a couple of Wisconsin defenders slipped there, and you know it's wet. Everybody's playing on the same surface, but an opportunity to get him for a 1 or 2 yard loss. You have one guy slip, another guy kind of with an arm tackle, and next thing you know, he picks up 7 or 8 yards.
Second down and 4 for the Badgers 27-yard line. Davison to the backfield, to the left of Dante Moore, the quarterback, double wide to the right. Snap to Moore, gives to Davison up the middle, inside the 25, and drives it down to the 21 of Wisconsin. First down, Oregon. This possession started at the Ducks' one-yard line. We've seen this happen a couple of times to Wisconsin this season. The opposing offense goes on a 99-yard march. Let's see if the Badgers can stop that from happening, but Oregon in rhythm for the first time.
Yeah, and they've established themselves for the first time all day of any type of push up front. The line of scrimmage has been dominated by Wisconsin's defense. Oregon's offensive line is having some success on this drive.
Trips to the right. Ball at the 21-yard line of Wisconsin. Moore is going to run it himself off the left side inside the 20-yard line, and Ben Barton is able to get him from behind at the 16 of the Badgers. Gain of 5, second down and 5 for the Ducks.
And that's obviously a weapon when you have a quarterback that you feel confident enough that they basically just had a little cavalcade off to the left side, and nobody else was going to carry that football. You have one more man if your quarterback can do that, and they're able to pick up 5 yards.
Stack two receivers to the left, one to the right as well for the 16-yard line, Wisconsin territory. Second down and 5 for Oregon. Moore in the gun, takes hands off Davison inside the 15-yard line. You got Brandon Lane in there with some help. Davison stops short of the marker. They'll place, it looks like, at the 12-yard line. Ben Barton also up off the pile. 2:25 left in the half, no score. It's third down and 1 Oregon at the Wisconsin 12-yard line.
So here, if I'm Wisconsin, I'm thinking they're going to run it down to the 2-minute. I'm guessing they'll run up to the line and try the hard count and everything else, and we'll see if that's what they indeed do.
2:08 left in the half, Moore under center. Offset eye here for the 12. They'll run the play, hand off Davison inside the 10, wrapped up by Catalano at the 9, and that'll get us to the 2-minute timeout. So for the first time here, it'll be first and goal. Oregon has it at the Wisconsin 9. We will take a break. Fall's the perfect time to get the tools you need and save while you're at it. Right now, Steel is offering instant savings and free battery deals on some of their best battery products. Stop by your Steel dealer today. 2 minutes left in the first half. Wisconsin nothing, Oregon nothing. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Dependable, quality, friendly, and superior customer service. When you hear those words, you think of Walsh's Ace Hardware. Walsh's Ace has quality products like Craftsman, DeWalt, Milwaukee, Stanley, and Irwin. Have you checked out the Ace Paint Studio? Amazing products from Benjamin Moore to Clark and Kensington. The Paint Studio has everything you need to make your home project turn out just perfect. Visit your local Walsh's Ace store in Muscadet, Richland Center, and Ace of La Crosse.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Whenever you're in Southwest Wisconsin, you're never far from someone who trusts BL Signs. From the van with a sleek wrap you're meeting to the business sign that welcomes you before you step out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes your mouth water, BL Signs is behind it all. With a reputation for delivering projects on time, on budget, and with the highest quality, BL Signs of Richland Center is your go-to for all things signage. Visit them online today at blsignage.com.
Fall is a busy season. The team at Simpson's Tractor can help you be ready for fall with New Holland, Gale, Land Pride, Myers, and Great Plains equipment. Whether you're heading to the field to harvest this season's crops or you're a contractor with a long list of jobs before the ground freezes, Simpson's Tractor with sales, service, and rental can be just what you need to stay on track this fall. Simpson's Tractor Incorporated has proudly served Richland Center and the surrounding area since 1920.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
Badgers are proud sponsors of UW Athletics. Oregon has a first and goal at the 9. 2 minutes left in the half. Wisconsin nothing, Oregon nothing. This Ducks possession started at their own 1. Tausch, they had a couple of third and long conversions. Got to give a little credit here so far in this drive.
Well, and this is the first time that I've seen them do anything with on the ground, and that's kind of been their calling card. They've been one of the better rushing teams, and Wisconsin's defense has been so good. You just wondered how long can you continue to hang in there, and you know, right now this drive has been their best executed. It's been funny to watch this end of half where you can do that. You saw Patrick Mahomes with the Chiefs last week go up there and do that. Oh, they're not falling for it, and then he ends up handing it off. Kind of similar there. I would have thought that they weren't. They ended up going and picking it up, and now they're sitting here at the 9, first and goal with the 2-minute timeout.
Well, if you're the Badgers, if you can't turn them over, force them to kick. Force them to settle for three if you can. This Wisconsin defense has just been outstanding in the first half of play.
And you, from Luke Fickell's side of it, you start thinking about the math on it. And remember, Oregon did kick off, so they will receive the second half kick.
So here we go. Shotgun formation. Davis into the left of the quarterback. The 9-yard line. And faking the handoff, keeping it as more flags down it, running left inside the 5-yard line. Catalano's sprinting over and forcing more out of bounds at the 3, but a penalty marker in the backfield here for the Ducks.
Wonder if we either lined up, it looked like we maybe lined up offsides because they're asking Lanning. I'm guessing he'll decline because that was a six-yard pickup.
1:54 left in the first half.
Offside. Defense, number 17, lined up in the neutral zone. Half the distance to the goal. Still first down.
Yeah, you want to inch it up and you get first down all over again, and that's what they'll do, and it'll be first and goal with that walk-off. It'll be a first and goal at the 4.
DP has been pushing that envelope tonight. It's the second time he's been called. He's forcing the officials to call it, and unfortunately, they've called him twice on it now.
So about 4.5 yards away they are. As Moore will go under center. Davison, 235-pound freshman running back, is the lone setback. As Moore gets the snap, rolls the throw to his right, pressure, throws, high pass, incomplete. Wanted to Corey and Moore, and it was the freshman combo of Catalano and Posa getting into the face of the quarterback. Second and goal at the 4.5.
Yeah, they had the tailback. Davison wide open in the flat, and luckily he didn't take it. That is a very dangerous throw. Rolling over to his right and throwing it kind of back across his body in the middle. Wisconsin had that covered pretty well.
Second and goal with 1:50 left in a scoreless first half. Jay Harris lining up in the backfield to the right of the QB. Davison behind the QB. Hand off Davison. Catalano wraps him up, but a penalty marker flies before the snap, so it's no play. You know, false start here perhaps on the Ducks. Let's see. And here comes the call.
Encroachment. Offense, number 11, lined up at the neutral zone. 5-yard penalty, second down.
Okay. Not a call you see every day, but now and then. So back him back, put him back at the 9 or 9.5.
About right where we started, and it was now it's second down. Yeah, there's at least this year, and I hasten to even say this. We haven't had that simulation of snap counts.
Yeah, you're right.
Thank goodness for that. This encroachment on offense, not terms you hear very often.
We'll get 3 or 4 of them now. Ball just outside the 9 on second and goal. Sidearm shot. Kenyon Sadiq catches at the 10, breaking right to the 5. Sadiq run down by Matt Young at the 2-yard line. So the Badgers safety racing over to make the tackle. 1:38 and counting left in the half. It is 3rd down and goal, and they place it actually just inside the 3.
Just a quick, we think our athletes are better than yours. Get it out quick, get your center, get your lineman out there and trying to, and Matt Young does a great job of fighting through. If Matt Young doesn't get him down, he's in the end zone. Matt Young finishing through that play, getting him down at the 2.
So here we go. 3rd down and goal. Here's the handoff. Davison makes one man miss, got by Tackett Curtis to the end zone. Touchdown, Oregon. Jordan Davison made 2 defenders miss. As the Ducks first on the board late in the second quarter.
Oh, worked so hard there on that drive, and you got yourself back in position, and a couple of guys had opportunities there. Tackett Curtis misses, kind of dived at his feet, and you could just see, oh, man, worked so hard, and you really would have loved to have seen him holding the 3. Give Oregon credit for finding a way to get it in.
Oregon has a lot of funky formations on its PAT unit, but now they'll go ahead and shift and get Atticus Sappington ready for the point after. 107 left in the second quarter, and finally someone has scored as the extra point is in the air, and it is good. We'll take a break. 107 left in the first half as the Oregon Ducks go on a 16-play, 99-yard touchdown drive. Oregon 7, Wisconsin nothing. Back in 1 minute, this is Badger football from Learfield.
Giving back to the community is a pillar of Wisconsin athletics and one that we're proud to emulate here at Brewpub Lots of Matzah Pizza. As a proud partner of Wisconsin athletics, Brewpub is proud to announce our support of local heroes through our partnership with the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. With every purchase of the new Brewpub Patriot Pizza, we're helping support veterans, first responders, law enforcement officers, and their families during difficult times. Look for the new Brewpub Patriot Pizza today in your local grocery store and enjoy a great pizza for a greater cause.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Scoring drive brought to you by your local Wisconsin Ford dealers. For the Ducks, 16 plays, 99 yards, took 8 minutes and 24 seconds. And Jordan Davison, the big freshman running back, making a couple of Badgers miss, finishes from 3 yards away. 67 seconds left in the half. It's Oregon 7, Wisconsin nothing.
That was a big boy drive. You couldn't say enough superlative things about Wisconsin's defense prior to that drive. TFLs, sacks, just disruptive and not giving them anything on the ground. And on that drive, which took 8 minutes and 24 seconds, you already mentioned 99 yards, 16 plays. Those are the ones that it's just body blow after body blow. And they carried it 11 times out of that for 55 yards when they had not been able to do any of that throughout that first half. So give them credit. They stuck with it. And Wisconsin's defense, had you just been able to pull him down, and if you held him to a field goal, how much better you'd feel. But this defense has been put to the task multiple times, and they've held off every time except for this last one. So now you look at it from Luke Fickell's standpoint. You have 2 timeouts left, 1:07.
One timeout left.
Oh, it's just two up there. I think at this point you look at, do we get something on that first play? And if we do, great. If not, I think if you asked early in the game if you'd be down 7 at the half, I think most Badger fans would take that at this point.
If you're Oregon, you have all 3 timeouts. Dan Lanning will push it.
They might onside again. Who knows?
Yeah, you're right. That's how they started the game. Recovered an onside kick, but the Badger defense was able to stop them.
I don't believe they'll do that here. It would be somewhat crazy, but yeah. I would have thought it was crazy to do it to start the game, too. So what do I know? This is a case, obviously, a lot of wind, going to have somebody holding it. Vinny Anthony, we've seen this before where he's made a big-time play. Your special teams to maybe set you up to make the decision here for this Wisconsin offense maybe a lot easier.
Atticus Sappington to kick off. You got Anthony along with Iacomelli deep for the Badgers. And here we go. Sappington runs up, and the kick is away. Return chance for Vinny. Left edge. He'll catch. 5 to the 10. Tight ropes to sidelines. 15 across the 20. 25 across the 30-yard line. And Vinny Anthony up near the 35. Boy, that ball was steering toward the near sideline as we view it. He had the tight rope there for a few yards. He was able to weave up there in a nice return. And we'll keep it here with exactly 1 minute left in the first half. It is 7-0 Oregon. TV going into a commercial break, but we're good here on the radio side. Badgers taking over at the 33, first and 10.
I was wondering that because those long drives, TV folks don't like that.
They don't.
They got to get those commercials in.
They don't.
I was very nervous, and it looked like the ref kind of put his hand up because Vinny did. That was a really good kick. I think it would have maybe went out of bounds if he had let it. But Vinny wants to go make a play.
He does.
And he is, he's out there. He understands this is a time for a veteran make a big-time play, and he was able to kind of tightrope up, and, boy, for a second it looked like there was a big seam. give Oregon credit. They were able to close that off, but you're starting at the 33, and this is where you'd love to have a quarterback that you really felt confident with was going to make really good decisions, but you're at that point. It's rainy. It's wet. How do you go about approaching this if you're Wisconsin?
Keep getting the updates from Patrick here. Patrick, we'll throw it down to you. The way the wind is swirling, the last possession, it was in Wisconsin's face, but the way it's shifting, maybe it's with the Badgers right now?
Yeah, check with me on second down, but I would say on first down, I do think the wind is at Wisconsin's back, whatever wind there is. I don't know how much impact that's going to have, but as you're thinking about if Wisconsin can move the ball and get into field goal range, what is the distance they would feel comfortable? I would say 45 to 50 yards. Now, do remember that they have Gavin Lahm, who has not appeared in a game this year. The idea is they have Lahm and Vakos. They wanted to keep one of them able to redshirt and be able to kick next year. So Vakos won the competition, so Lahm would be the guy theoretically would redshirt and could kick next year. He can play in four games and still redshirt. So if there was an end of half scenario where they wanted to try a long kick, he'd be the guy. Don't be shocked if he got an opportunity.
See what the Badgers can do here. This first down play is big. We were talking about Oregon with the three timeouts available. The Badgers have one. Wisconsin's starting at its 33-yard line. Rain continues to fall.
That was the other thing. It's been on and off. It feels as if, and Patrick would be in a much better spot as I see him down there. Looks like it's coming at it. People are embracing it. It looks like the rain is probably about as its highest. It's in the lights. It's coming down. So I think if you're Wisconsin, you look at this first play. If you get really good positive yards, you get moving. If not, Oregon will use their timeouts to try to get it back. So that's kind of where we're at.
Cade Iacomelli making his way into the Wisconsin locker room. So Gideon Atuka has had a very good first half, 11 carries for 54 yards. He is in the backfield for the Badgers. 1 minute left till halftime, 7-0 Oregon. First and 10, Wisconsin at its own 33. You got Anthony Kekahuna, Lance Mason out to the right, Chris Brooks to the left. Atuka to the right to the quarterback, Hunter Simmons. Simmons just 1 out of 9 here in the first half. The handoff goes to Atuka, works the right side across the 35 to the 36-yard line. And a timeout taken by Oregon. That's the first charge timeout for the Ducks, 55 seconds left in the half. It'll be a second down, and see where they mark it. Should be at the 36 of Wisconsin. That was a gain of 3, second down and 7.
Nice job, but Davis Heinzen has got a little hitch in his giddy up after. Did a really nice job of reaching out there. Again, I give him a ton of credit because, he's out there at left tackle to start the season. Has a tough night, gets demoted. And it's real easy for a veteran like Davis to, kind of go into the tank. And he didn't do that. And then he's gotten an opportunity with Renfro missing a few games to get back out there and play. So he's fought his way and continued to. And now I think it looks like he has limped off. They're going to have to go take a look. So Ryan Corey is in there. So now I don't know if that changes up any of the dynamics about what you're thinking offensively.
Corey, the redshirt freshman, in there now. As we said, Atuka remains the running back, trips to the left, 2nd and 7 for the Badgers at their own 36-yard line. Simmons calls for the ball, gets the snap. He'll hand to Atuka, and he runs into Amari Washington at the 38-yard line of Wisconsin. Gain of 2. Lanning will burn his second timeout with 50 seconds left in the first half. So it'll be a 3rd down and 5 for the Badgers at their 38-yard line. So the injuries just keep on coming to Wisconsin. We've seen Ryan Corey play some center this season. They had a game where you had the center and the two guards, redshirt freshmen, and they've just been dancing that kind of dance all year long. Well, actually, I should say the center, the guard, and the tackle were all redshirt freshmen. Center moving right guard, right tackle at the time. And that's where they are now.
And it makes it tough. Here you go, young buck. Go ahead. You're on the road. It's raining. It's windy. And you're in one of the louder stadiums in the Big Ten. But I think Davis Heinzen, they spatted his ankle back up, and I think he's back out there.
Yes, he is. So it's third and five for the Badgers at their 38-yard line. 50 seconds left in the half. Both teams have one timeout available. 7-0 Oregon. Anthony wide to the right. Kekahuna in the slot. Chris Brooks wide to the left. Gideon Atuka lines up behind Hunter Simmons, and now Atuka will shift to the right of the Badgers quarterback. Simmons will give it to Atuka again. Hits it off the left side across the 40 and up to the 43. Close to it. I don't even want to say. I think, but I don't know. They haven't signaled first down yet.
Well, Lanning didn't use the timeout, so that makes
me
think.
They got it. Yep.
Yeah, so
first
that makes
down.
Me think they did get it. Now, all right, now you're going to keep it rolling here, or are you just going to kind of set down? Well, yeah. I think we should get rolling.
Boy, no kidding. Here we go. Now they're still in the huddle with 30 seconds left in the half. Badgers still have a timeout available down to 25 seconds left. Three receivers right, one on the left. 22 seconds. Now down to 20. Badgers continuing to milk the clock. Here's the handoff to Atuka trying the right side. They're just going to run this thing the 45-yard line. And with 10 seconds left in the half, they'll just go ahead and take it into the locker room as the first half has come to an end. Well, you really cannot ask anything more of this Wisconsin defense in the first half. Oregon with a 99-yard touchdown drive. But this is one of the best offenses. The weather's bad, I get it. But Oregon with just 125 yards of offense in the first half.
And it almost all came on that last drive. So Wisconsin's defense is doing everything they can. But eventually your offense needs to be able to move the football and go down and get some points. And, you know, we're now, I don't know how many, I don't even want to keep track of how many quarters we have not scored, but it's been a while.
It's been a minute. Yep. And Oregon will receive in the second half. Our score at the half, Oregon 7, Wisconsin nothing. Coming up, Mike Heller has our halftime report presented by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. This is Badger football from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Save big money on your outdoor project at Menards. Take the guesswork out of landscaping with our free, easy-to-use design program. Plus, Menards has the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape blocks at the best prices. Get started on your dream landscape now. Visit us in-store or on Menards.com to see our full selection of landscape blocks and get your project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
Jump around with the Badgers right here. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, Napa has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at Napa. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East Richland Center, and Highway 61 Boscoville.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Association and the Ad Council.
Badger football is brought to you by Ford. Fearless as a Badger. That's a Ford SUV. Check one out at your Wisconsin Ford dealer. Jones Dairy Farm. Making breakfast better since 1889. And by Menards. Save big money at Menards. Proud partner of Badger football. This is the Badger Halftime Show.
And with you at halftime at Autzen Stadium, where now the sun is poked out again. It is 7-0. Yes, just 7-0 Oregon at the end of the first half. I'm Mike Heller on the American Family Insurance Halftime Report.
Oregon started the game deferring after winning the toss, and they opened kicking off the ball, and they used a surprise onside kick, and they recovered it at the Wisconsin 41-yard line. But they went four plays for minus 2 yards and then turned it over on downs on a fourth down. The second drive for Oregon, they had five plays, 6 yards, and a punt. The third drive, three plays, minus 2 yards, and a punt. Then six plays, 13 yards, and a punt. So through the first four possessions, Oregon had run 19 plays for about 15 yards, and then they had a 16-play, 99-yard touchdown drive, of which they converted three times on third down. Took 8.5 minutes, and that's where we sit, 7-0 at the break. Couple of first-half stats for you. Total yards, net yards right now in the game. Oregon with 125 and Wisconsin with 102. Now, juxtapose this from a week ago when Oregon went to Rutgers and they had 750 yards of offense and averaged 12.5 yards per play. Their average today in the first half is 3.7. So that's where we sit at the break. Now, Wisconsin hasn't had great shakes on offense. They had a three-play, 2-yard opening drive, four-play, 9-yard second drive, that which they turned it over on downs, eight plays, 36 yards on their third possession, and a punt. Then their most promising drive of the first half started at their own 23. It went 10 plays, 35 yards, ended up punting from in-plus territory, and four-play, 10-yard drive at the end of the half. Some people are going to question that, and I would too. Why, after they picked up the first down with more than about 40 seconds left in the half, why they didn't go ahead and take a shot or two, they didn't. They ended up running out the half, and that's where we sit right now. Our American Family Insurance halftime report will continue in a moment. It's 7-0 Oregon at the end of the first half. We'll check out scores from across the country when we come back. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese are produced with four generations of our family's expertise and commitment. We start with the best dairy farms providing high-quality milk so you can feel good about what you feed your family. Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese, a proud partner of UW Athletics, now available at your local grocer.
Looking for seed that performs? FS Envision seed corn and FS High Soy soybeans deliver top-tier performance, field-tested reliability, and trusted local FS expertise. Your local FS crop specialist is here from planting to harvest, helping you get the most out of every acre, every season. Seed that performs, support that delivers. Ask your local FS crop specialist about FS Envision and FS High Soy, or visit FSC.com to learn more.
Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese are produced with four generations of our family's expertise and commitment. We start with the best dairy farms providing high-quality milk so you can feel good about what you feed your family. Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese, a proud partner of UW Athletics, now available at your local grocer.
The Cardinal in white play here.
More fullback low for the Wisconsin Badgers, and the lead is back to 20.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Oakwood Fruit Farm is overflowing with the flavors of fall. Stop by and pick up Honeycrisp, Cortland, Macintosh, and all your favorite apples. The bakery's full of apple cider donuts, along with take-and-bake pies and gooey caramel apples. And while you're there, fill your basket with fresh apple cider, cranberries, pumpkin, squash, and other seasonal goodies. And here's the best part. Every Tuesday, enjoy 10% off all apple purchases. Savor the season at Oakwood Fruit Farm, where every bite tastes like autumn.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day, and the trees on your property are one you shouldn't take for granted. Since 1936, Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber throughout southwest Wisconsin. Their professional forest management team can help you make the best decisions for you and your trees. Call the professionals at Meister Log and Lumber today at 608-524-4414. That's Meister Log and Lumber, serving Wisconsin's forests since 1936.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Welcome back to Autzen Stadium at the half. It is 7-0 Oregon. The scoreboard update here is brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. We'll get into this when we visit with Bill Schmidt in the next segment as well. But Wisconsin is down 7-0, and in the first half, they have gone 1-for-9 in the passing department for 12 yards. Hunter Simmons, 1-for-9 for 12 yards, and he hasn't carried the ball or tried to carry the ball for any rushing yardage as well. All right, let's get you up to date on what's going on the scoreboard right now. Currently going on, number 25, Michigan on the road in East Lansing against Michigan State, and the Wolverines lead at 10-7, 8:24 to play in the second quarter. Elsewhere, it is all finals in the Big Ten. Earlier today, Indiana, they're number 2 ranked in the country, and Fernando Mendoza threw for 3 touchdowns, ran for another one. Indiana blew out UCLA 56-6. Indiana, number 2 in the country, and will stay there. Ohio State is number 1 in the country, and they have a bye this weekend. Number 23, Illinois, went on the road up the coast here in Washington and got beat 42-25, so the Illini likely to drop out of the top 25. Nebraska, a win over Northwestern 28-21 in Lincoln, so the Cornhuskers get a win there. Rutgers wins 27-24 at Purdue. Neither team had won a Big Ten game. Somebody had to win, I think. Rutgers wins 27-24. And those two previously winless teams in the Big Ten, of course, neither on Wisconsin's schedule this year. How about the Iowa Hawkeyes? They beat Minnesota 41-3. No love lost in that rivalry, and this one was never close. Oregon will go to Iowa 1 week from today. I think that will be a very interesting game. Other places in the top 25 right now, Miami leads Stanford 14-7, 9.5 to play in the second quarter there. LSU, number 20 in the country, trailing at home to third-ranked Texas A&M, 14-9 that game midway through the second quarter. Games that have gone final earlier today, Alabama scored the last 14 points to beat South Carolina 29-22 on the road. They're fourth ranked in the country, and that's a big win in the come-from-behind fashion that they pulled it out. 10th ranked Vandy over Missouri on the home field in Nashville, 17-10 the final. And BYU, number 11 ranked in the country, wins at Iowa State 41-27. I'll visit with Bill Schmidt, host of the postgame show. He'll join me on the other side. Our American Family Insurance Halftime Report continues in a moment. American Family Insurance, insure carefully, dream fearlessly. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Jess Sims is always looking to take her performance to the next level.
Palms facing you, then you're going to switch.
You got this, Jess.
We got this.
And she needs her money to work as hard as she does. That's why she uses U.S. Bank Bank Smartly Checking and Savings, which does exactly that, helping her track her spending and grow her money.
The mental work.
Together we'll achieve more than any of us could alone. That's the power of Jess, and this is the power of us. Visit usbank.com today to get started. Member FDIC, copyright 2025 U.S. Bank.
WEA Member Benefits is proud to support Wisconsin Public School employees. Founded by educators, for educators, everything we do starts with you. For over 50 years, we've provided trusted retirement and investment options, personal insurance, and financial planning programs exclusively for public school employees and their families. Visit WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Badger football all season long.
All the way, 71 yards.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Fans, here's your Quick Trip to the Ballpark ticket offer. Spend $200 at participating Quick Trip locations and get a free Terrace Reserve ticket to a 2024 Brewers home game. Check brewers.com/quicktrip for more details. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
If you're looking for a career with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors, Cardinal CG is hiring. They have openings across all shifts, including production positions, with potential earnings of up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your first day. Visit in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3 for an interview and tour at 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green, Wisconsin. Don't miss out. Join the Cardinal CG team today.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
7-0 Oregon at the break. Before we talk to Bill Schmidt, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 per ID. This is Badger football from Learfield.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
Back on the American Family Insurance Halftime Report, I'm Mike Heller. Bill Schmidt, host of the postgame show, joins us. Well, I wouldn't have expected this, Billy. It's 7-0 Oregon at the half, and if Wisconsin can generate a little bit of offense, which so far they haven't been able to do, they're going to have a shot in this one, and I think that's surprising everybody.
Yeah, Mike, and strangely enough, this is the second consecutive time now that we've watched Oregon sleepwalk against Wisconsin.
Yeah, right.
This one a little bit different than last year. However, you're right in this football game, and I can tell, I don't know if it's the Grateful Dead t-shirts or maybe an aroma in the air, but it's definitely a hazy start here for the sixth-ranked Ducks.
Well, and Wisconsin has run 29 offensive plays for 102 yards. Gideon Ituka has been really impressive as a running back in the first half, 15 for 65. What hasn't been impressive is the throw game. Just one completed pass